Well, good morning, afternoon, evening, guys, wherever you are at. Graham here with my daily update video. This is not the serious video. This is the one where I just ramble on and give you some assorted thoughts. And, you know, let me go there in a moment. I've just gone for a walk. And it's funny, I was thinking about every time I go for a walk, I try to walk for an hour a day now, part of my get healthy weight loss program. And, you know, there's some spiritual disciplines I go through every day, verses I confess, things I pray through, things and people I pray for, including you. And there's some things like that. I try and do that for about half an hour every day when I walk. And for about half an hour, I just take an idea, a thought, a theme, and just explore that with God. And I was thinking today about, thinking about God. And I want to give you some thoughts in a moment on how we think about God. A couple of housekeeping things. Again, if you're new to my videos, welcome. Great to have you here. We're also putting this out now as a podcast or on TuneIn Radio. Lots of different platforms. I don't want to run through them all, but check out the links below or go to my website, gjm.org. And also, if you're not receiving our weekly email newsletter, sign up for that. There's a free gift below when you sign up for that. And lastly, I just want to say thank you again and really appreciate all the partners and friends of Graham Jones Ministries. Appreciate you guys. Love you. You rock. Thanks to all the people who pray, who give, who support, who send, who intercede, and who take me out for lunch occasionally. You know who you are. So busy day today. Today's actually the final debate for the U.S. presidential elections, so probably have some fireworks this evening, unless they mute the microphones all the way through. But we will see what happens there. I encourage all my friends here in America just to pray as well and not get caught up in the, you know, what we Brits call the Punch and Judy show. So often it's easy to get caught up in the, you know, the show and the politics in a bad way, rather than politics should not be a dirty word. Politics should be a good thing that we're involved in and we pray for and we're passionate about. But, you know, we want to keep that at a platform level, not at a personality level. So I think we should be praying for that and for the future of our nation as well. Good. Well, hey, let me share a few thoughts with you about thinking about God. And, you know, if you will think about it, what we think about is so important. What we think about determines literally the destiny of our life. The Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Literally, as a man thinks, it's interesting, it doesn't say think in his head, but thinks in his heart. And, excuse me, non-COVID cough. There's a thinking we can do in our head. We can choose to think over something right now. I could choose right now mentally to run through the, you know, the five times table. 1 5's a 5, 2 5's a 10, 3 5's a 15, 4 5's a 20. Probably haven't done that for years, and yet it's in my heart, so I can pull it up in my head. But there's also a thinking that goes on in our hearts, what Paul called the hidden man of the heart. If I can give you that analogy, have you ever worried about anything? Of course you have. We all know how to worry, don't we? Do you know how we worry? It's interesting that you can worry about something and it not even be real. You can worry about a situation and we often completely have misunderstood the situation or what's actually going on. But when we worry, we really worry. And what happens when we worry is we take a few facts or possibly things that aren't even completely true as facts and we think about them and we, if I could put it that way, we fantasize about them, we imagine them, we bring fact A, B, C together and we project and we think, well, this is how that could work and that's how that could work. And we do it enough that, again, excuse my language, but it's like our juices begin to roll. It's like we worry, we fear, we have anxiety until we can physically feel it and emotionally feel it. And at that stage, it begins to sink down from our head into our hearts and we're no longer looking at something kind of like a mental exercise. We're literally churning it over in our heart, and that's where fear resides. Fear is not a mental thing. It's a thing of the heart. And, you know, it's the same as we walk with God. Faith is not a mental thing. Some people mentally learn scriptures. I know people, I have ministered to people who are really, really sick, and they've mentally learned a bunch of scriptures, and they'll quote them and they'll repeat them. And then when I press a little bit from the heart will cry out and say, but why isn't it working? And that's what they actually believe in their heart. They believe it's not working. So how do we get the word from our head to our heart? Again, it's actually the same thing as fear and worry, but in reverse, we do it in the good way. And I was thinking about this today. You know, the Bible says in, I believe it's in Psalm 10, verse 4, it talks about the wicked. Excuse me. And the Bible says the wicked, describes a wicked person not walking with God. And it says, I believe in verse 4, God is not in all of his thoughts. It's like he doesn't allow God to enter into his thoughts. And that's true. I think for a lot of people, they'll go literally through years of their life and never think about God. In you know, in Romans 1, when Paul's describing the journey, the pathway, if you will, of how people walk away from God and end up in terrible sins, he literally describes, I believe it's in Romans 1, verse 21, the pathway. And it begins with this. It says they didn't retain the knowledge of God in their thought. They didn't want to think about God. They developed and manufactured a God-free life, so they didn't even need to think about him. And then, you know, once you stop thinking about God, you start thinking about other things. Yeah. If I can use the reverse analogy, I think when God set up the Jewish nation, literally we read about it mainly in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy, when God took Moses up the mountain and said, right, here's how I want Israel to live. Here's how I want Israel to operate. God made a point of actually designing a culture. Israeli culture, true Jewish culture, didn't evolve over time with a little bit of this and a little bit of that, like British culture or American culture. Israeli culture wasn't a melting pot. It was a blueprint from heaven. And every single thing in true Jewish culture that would happen was there to remind people of the reality of God. Every festival, every Sabbath, you know, God would say, you know, write the scriptures, write them on the forefront of your forehead, the tassels of your hair, the doorposts of your home. Remind your kids of these things. When you wake, say these things. When you go to bed, say these things. There was like a whole culture designed primarily, I would suggest to you, to keep God in front, in the thinking, in their modality, in their affections. And here's my quick challenge to you today, my friends. I think God wants us to live in the same way as born-again, spirit-filled believers, maybe who are not Jewish, like myself. I'm Welsh. I actually think the same principles apply. They don't apply in a legalistic way, like I need to seven times a day pray and do this. But it's a really great idea. And can I suggest to you what most of us do? I think most of us who are born again, we're spirit-filled, we love God. I think we get busy. I think we get distracted. I think the world, the flesh, and the devil are often speaking to us more than we hear from God. Excuse me. I think, I don't mean this to condemn somebody. I'm not saying it in a legalistic way, but I think some people watch Netflix more than they read the words or the thoughts of God. Yeah. Again, I'm not putting legalism on you. What I'm saying is if we want to grow with God, we need to find a way, we need to design a way, and it's a personal journey for all of us, of bringing God and the thoughts of God and thinking about God on a more than a daily basis. I'm working on this right now where, you know, probably every hour I want to have a little quiet time. And by that, I mean, I want to be connecting with God. Proverbs 3 verse 5, you guys all know it. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Everywhere you go, acknowledge him. Whatever you're doing, acknowledge him. You're washing dishes, say hi, Jesus. You're driving your car, take a moment. Keep your eyes on the road, but say, Lord, I love you. You're in an office, you know, about to have a leadership meeting or whatever. Take a moment and pray, Lord, I thank you. I'm not asking, be with me, Lord, in the midst of this meeting. No, he's already with you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. But be saying, Lord, I thank you, you're here. I acknowledge you in all of my ways. And I don't want to give you my formula in doing this, but today I want to challenge you. Why not think about how you can bake God into your daily life, how you can bring him more into that, how you can, you know, download the Bible on your phone or whatever and have it playing in the background. And I think if we were to do that, it would revolutionize our life. And I think we'd hear from God so much easier. I think we'd have that experience of him directing our path. Boom, Sila. So there's some quick thoughts about thinking about God. Hey, I'm going to be back later this afternoon with my daily teaching. I'm talking about having our foundations built and anchored in God. Some really great things there. So I hope to see you guys there. Again, if you will, on YouTube, subscribe, thumbs up, drop me a comment, share this video. If you will, it would really help if you can share this wherever you're watching it on any social media platforms you have. And do subscribe to our email newsletter below or above me or somewhere around anyway. Love you guys. Let me know how I can pray for you. And I'm cheering you on today. Pray for the nation and have a wonderful day. Bye for now.